Mary Van Pelt of Montrose wants taxpayers to learn what it costs Lee County to offer all services in both of its county seats, Keokuk and Fort Madison, versus one central location, and she is giving them a place to do so. An informational forum will begin at 7 tomorrow night at Central Lee's K-8 building.
I hope that gymnasium is plumb full. I'm so excited about it, but I'm very nervous about it too, because I don't want the citizens to become angry. I want it to be civil.
Van Pelt has spent more than 100 hours researching Lee County's history and preparing for the forum. She says that has her leaning towards supporting one county seat, but she is still open to the idea of returning to past practices. Services were offered in both county seats for decades, but in 2011, the board closed the auditor's and treasurer's offices in Keokuk and the recorder's and assessor's offices in Fort Madison. The county says the reorganization saved it more than $250,000, but it also created ill will from South Lee County residents who now must travel to Fort Madison to get their driver's licenses. In fact, there was enough ill will that one state lawmaker considered filing legislation to reverse the 2011 action. The county contends such a bill would cost taxpayers more than $300,000.
Those figures kind of blew me away. I thought, my goodness, that much?
Van Pelt says those numbers stuck with her.
I was thinking about those figures. And some people are going to say, oh boy, she's a wacko. But Jason, God spoke to me.
Van Pelt says the other time God spoke to her was to tell her to start a preschool at her church in Montrose, which she did. So she immediately asked the county for help in collecting information for the forum. Her request was granted, and her effort has gotten the attention of County Board Chairman Ernie Schiller.
I think she's going to challenge us to do some gut work and to once and for all maybe put aside all of these issues that all of us have.
The County Board has been arguing about the issue for months. Van Pelt does not want any of that during the forum, so she's challenging the supervisors to listen.
I've told the Board of Supervisors that I'm going to have a table over in the corner for them with paper and pencil, and they're to sit there and listen, unless there's a question directed to them.
Instead, the men and women who run the county every day will be the stars of the forum. There will be a presentation from the county's budget director, followed by shorter speeches from department heads and others. Van Pelt says that will be followed up by public questions, comments, or concerns.
I'm hoping I can keep it pretty well balanced, that everybody has a chance to speak.
There could be more comments than questions given the topic. In fact, Keokuk Mayor Tom Marion plans to attend and discuss a lawsuit he might file to restore services in his city.
I think we have some background and some legal authority that all four offices should be in Keokuk.
Marion says he must look out for Keokuk and its residents. Van Pelt hopes the county can eventually get past that, starting with this forum.
I would like to see this county come together to unite.
Van Pelt knows some people are not going to agree about the county seats, but she says they need to be able to agree to disagree. Board Chairman Ernie Schiller, who thinks there should be one county seat, says if a clear consensus forms tomorrow night, he will back it.
If it comes up that we should reinstate everything back the way it was and have two new service centers, one in Fort Madison and one in Keokuk, then I'm in. If the majority of people believe that that's not the direction we should take, then I will follow that lead.
And it could be back to the drawing board for Schiller if the audience is split. Van Pelt worked for the Central Lee School District for 30 years. She's now on the Montrose City Council, and she volunteers in the community as well. But tomorrow night, she might make her most important contribution, not just for her city, but for all of Lee County. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.